Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations.
This week, we're featuring the Chicago Fizz from choicechicago.com as our cocktail of the week. This cocktail traveled from Chicago to New York City's Waldorf Astoria bar. It consists of rum, port wine, lemon juice, and an egg white, which make the Chicago Fizz an effervescent sip with a pink tone. To make the classic Chicago Fizz, you'll need 1 ounce of dark rum, 1 ounce of ruby port, half an ounce of freshly squeezed lemon juice, half an ounce of sugar, 1 egg white, and 3 to 5 ounces of club soda. In a cocktail shaker, pour the dark rum, ruby port, lemon juice, sugar, and egg white. Dry shake without ice. Fill the shaker with ice and shake vigorously for at least 30 seconds. Strain into chilled Collins glass and top with club soda. Serve and enjoy. So grab your Chicago Fizz and let's jump into this week's episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Sip With Me. We are so excited to be featuring this week's guest. You've probably seen his work all over the news and reposted by your friends and family on social media. Chicago-based photographer Barry Butler has over 20 years of experience. Barry, a self-taught photographer, has captured images from places all over the world, but he is quite well known for all of his beautiful Chicago photos. His work has been featured both in local and national media outlets like the Weather Channel, WGN, WBBM News Radio, CBS2, Windy City Live, and so many more. He's even been named Chicago's best photographer by the Chicago Reader newspaper Reader Survey in 2021. He's here to chat with us about his career, give us some tips on how to take the perfect photo, and so much more. Barry, welcome to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We are very excited. As we said before the interview, we are lifelong Chicagoans, and Ioana has worked in journalism, mm-hmm. So she's seen your work.
I've reshared many photos of yours.
lots of screensavers. I was actually, I used the Twitter hashtag Illinois weather to like see what all the like meteorologists and people behind the scenes are saying. And I was searching that with the ice storm the other day, and then a top suggested result was one of your photos at the top. And I thought it was just very meant to be and fitting because they're beautiful.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have an ice storm in the...
No, I know, thank God. That's what Twitter told me.
And that's what, you know, with what I do, you know, I like some mayhem. I like some bad stuff is great for photography. So this winter has just been a dud in my opinion.
Yeah, chaotic energy does make for good photos.
Yeah, we haven't had a good polar vortex. Where
yeah, we haven't.
I mean, this is just, you know, it might as well be summer. You know?
Yes. We'll manifest some drama for you to come.
Thank you. I'm sure
we
have time.
Days of February, so there is still time for something crazy.
Well, we've had blizzards in April, so I'm praying.
So tell everyone a little bit about yourself and really kind of how you got into photography and what first inspired you to pick up a camera.
Well, that's a loaded question. sit here. First of all, unlike the two of you, I'm not originally from Chicago. I was born in Ireland.
I can hear it.
Yeah, we came over here when I was a little guy. And Chicago is my adopted home, and I love it here. I have just everything about it. Absolutely love the city. It's beautiful. The people are wonderful. Our sports teams could be a little bit better lately.
Normally
they're tolerable. Sometimes they're awesome. I'm the father of two sons. I've got a few dogs in my life as well. So that's on the personal side. On the bigger question, which is, how did I get into photography? Well, I had an interest from a standpoint of, I was always into really enjoyed concert photography, certainly loved some sports photography, but I loved it as a, you know, a fan, you know? And so one day I make the big mistake of breaking my collarbone in 1,000 pieces.
Oh my gosh.
I was told that no activity for 8 months, couldn't drive for 3 months. And I was a very active person. I don't sit around. And so I said, what am I going to do with myself now? So I decided to teach myself photography. Now, this was back in the day when it was film. So you don't have that instant feedback as soon as you take a shot. So, and I only had one arm to work with. So I, a tripod was a natural thing because now I could do something. And read a lot and a lot of trial and error, because I think you learn, you know, the most from your mistakes.
Yes.
And then it just kind of went from there. And I was not much of a city shooter, if you want to call it that. I'm very much into landscape photography. So going back to the fact that I'm from Ireland, I love, you know, mountains and waterfalls and wide vistas and unique views of the world. And but one of the things that happened was I decided that when I would go out on these trips and do photography, I was very much, you know how like you haven't done something in a while, you start fumbling around, you make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so it would frustrate me, especially when you go somewhere for a couple of weeks, you're like, oh my gosh, I spent the first 2 days just messing up things left and right. So what I would do is I would shoot around Chicago to get myself ready for when I went to Ireland or wherever. And then social media came around and I would just kind of throw myself out there and go, I was by Fullerton today, you know, God, it was absolutely beautiful. And people are like, oh, I love that. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm actually going to the Grand Tetons next week. And just could you wait a week? And then maybe you'll, you know, be impressed with the scenery that you'll see. So, and then it just started to snowball from there. So there was not some plan. It just kind of happened organically. And I think that's also kind of nice. Anytime that you have something that, from a business standpoint or anything in life, if it develops organically, then, you know, it comes from a love of what you were doing. And that's how it started with me.
Yeah.
That was a long answer. Sorry.
No, that was perfect. I didn't know most of that. Why do you think, like the Chicago photography has resonated with people so specifically, and why your work kind of has become for me, as somebody who is a consumer of it, it's like a gold standard. Like I would turn to you if I was looking for like a top expectation. And why do you think your work has resonated with so many people so strongly?
That's a really good question, because so what's interesting is when I was mentioning, I was sharing some of my stuff on social media, but it was on my personal page. And a friend of mine was kind of kicking me in the rear end saying, why aren't you sharing the work that you do? And I'm like, because I can't imagine that anyone be interested in this.
And, I always feel that way about my stuff. Yeah,
because quite honestly, when I photograph, I see a lot of mistakes. You know, I don't think there's ever been the so-called perfect photo that I felt I would have taken. So I always see that, oh my God, I don't believe I messed that up, and so on and so forth. But so so I started putting my stuff out there, and I think what happened was a couple of things. One, because of my self-taught experience and working with film or slide instead of working initially with digital, I had to get it right into camera right away. You know, you couldn't make mistakes. You couldn't go back and say, okay, let me completely change that sky. Let me remove that, you know, that mountain that was there. That doesn't look good. I didn't have any of that experience. So I had to get it right in the camera. So when I started posting my work, people would say, you know, I saw that. You know, I'm glad someone took a photo of that. That was a wonderful sunrise or wonderful sunset, or that was a neat moment that happened in Chicago. And since I don't like the whole manipulation of images now with photography, I think people just kind of say, okay, this is authentic, you know. And so when I take my photographs, my intent is, because contrary to what you might think, as soon as that's in the camera, it's not exactly what it's, you know, what you saw in the sky or wherever. So you do have to, you know, process it. And so my intent is just get it back to where it was. So, you know, a great example of that is, let's say we have a lightning storm and people are always blown away from the fact that like I took a shot and 3 minutes later it's up on social media. They're like, wait, that just happened. I'm like, well, because I just went from boom, boom, boom and onto social media. So I really don't like to change what happened, you know. Yes. For others who do that, that's wonderful. I don't, because that's their art. I kind of call what I do landscape journalism, if that could be possibly.
Ooh, I like that.
I think it's the only way to describe what I do. So I think a lot of that, that's why people first like my work, but also there's a tremendous love for the city of Chicago. I rarely ever hear someone say, that's not a pretty city. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing too, if you're from here or you live here, I would say 99% of us love the city. So anytime you see it in a good light, that's also another good positive thing. So I think there's a few layers of why maybe there is a interest in what I do.
Yeah, that is a beautiful reflection. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that because I was in New York last weekend and I was just walking on the street and I overheard a conversation next to me. And all I heard was, yeah, I heard Chicago is the next big thing and that it's beautiful there. And I was like, yes, it is. And I think the reason why people like Chicago and reflecting on your work now, why I have resonated with your work is because it is, your photos are authentic and raw and capture moments. And I think that the people of the city are like that, very authentic and genuine, real people, which you don't get everywhere. And your photos do capture specific moments and they're out there right away. So like when I was on Twitter the other day, that picture that you had posted, I think, that I saw was from that day. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's actually really cool because that happened. And maybe I saw that if I was driving to work, maybe I saw that sunrise. And so I think it kind of pays honor and homage to the smaller moments that are just genuine that maybe we don't get a lot of anymore on social media. So,
yeah, some of those moments are fleeting, you know, and that's the other thing, too, is that you usually just have one opportunity to capture that moment. And that's the thing I enjoy because there's you see some tails every once in a while behind me. That's not me. I've not grown a tail. Those are two dogs. So if you happen to see something, sorry, there's another one just rubbing up against me. I just absolutely just lost my thought there. It'll come back to me. There's the tail.
Well, one of our questions for you was to tell us about your assistants, as you formally call them.
Yeah. The one that most people are very aware of over the years who have been following me is Ajax, who unfortunately passed away a little bit more than a year ago. He was my bestest buddy. That dog, without a doubt, saw more sunrises and sunsets than most humans, you know, so he was always there. The one that is looking for my attention right now is Tusker. Tusker is named for a lighthouse that's near where I was born in Ireland. So Tusker Lighthouse, which is about 7 miles maybe off the east coast of Ireland in the Irish Sea. He is now 4. He just turned 4 and he's a big dog. Both my dogs are big. They're over 80 pounds.
So cute.
Pounds. I know.
Hello.
Tusker right there. And I think the two of them right now are fighting over
a toy. I was going to say, are they both going after the same toy?
Yeah, they are. And then the other dog is Chopper, and Chopper just turned 1. Oh. He's a golden doodle, and he's got a lot of energy. So right now it makes it a little bit interesting when I bring him out with the two of them out to a shoot because he wants to go play. And whereas Tusker knows at this point, we sit, we wait, we watch, make sure no one comes up from behind me. So
get down to business.
I'm sorry?
Get down to business.
Yeah, exactly. And Chopper got his name because that was my nickname when I was born. It was a nickname my father... People thought it was because I fly helicopters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was because when I was a baby boy, I had big cheeks, and there was a cartoon character by the name of Chopper. It was a dog that had big cheeks. As a matter of fact, I No, you can't see it. It's sort of, it's back there.
I'm Googling it.
Dog you see in the background. That's Chopper. So he was named Chopper. So that's how, that's the story behind those two. But, you know, it's great to have these two dogs. You know, I mean, let's be naive, no matter where you're at in a big city in the United States, it's nice to have, you know, a little bit of a guard out there, because when I'm shooting, I am hyper-focused, no pun intended, on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
They're great from a standpoint of just watching out. Most people come up and start giving them belly rubs. So they love the opportunity to come out there with me, and, you know, and then they get the benefit of belly rubs.
Yes. My dog would be envious.
So, obviously you've done very many special projects and exhibits, including a book, and then an exhibit for Navy Pier. So tell us about some of those, and what they've meant to you throughout the years. Okay.
Well, the book was a long time coming, and I'm going to do another one. My intent is over the next couple of months to do my second book.
Yay.
That came about because people were constantly asking me for it, and I'm like, well, who would actually want to buy that? You know, I mean, you know, I mean, this is what I ask myself on a regular basis. Why does someone like my work, and why would anyone buy my stuff? You know, so... but I'm like, okay, let's take a chance and see how this works out. And it worked out very well. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try the second one. It'll be a little bit different than the first one. It'll probably be a little bit more text in the, these guys love to play.
Are they going to be in the book?
Yeah, they'll definitely be in the book. but the book will, unlike the first book, which was more of a pictorial type of book, not a lot of text. I'm going to attempt to do the stories behind some of the photographs.
I love that.
And because I do that at the end of the year, I take my 10 favorite moments of the year, and I kind of tell the backstory of what happened, because there's usually always something crazy that happened with the shot. It's just like, you see everything really nice, and little do you know that, you know, I broke two fingers while
doing oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those moments, let me tell you. So there's the book. Navy Pier has been a wonderful experience. You know, it was one of those things also that happened organically. I was sitting in Dublin, and I got a call from Navy Pier, actually the CEO, and said, hey, could you help us with something? I'm like, yeah, sure. As I get back in Chicago, I'm happy to do that. And just as she was about to sign off, she goes, hey, you know what? We really should do something with you. I'm like, okay, I'm all ears. Why don't we just talk when we get together? So all of a sudden it just turned into creating an exhibit at Navy Pier. And that exhibit, I wanted to come up with a theme. And I truly do believe this, that water does bring life to Chicago. If you think about you know, the photo that's right behind you, there's the lake. I mean, how many things can we do on the lake, and how much beauty does the lake provide us? And then the river, and then you have things like Buckingham Fountain and the lagoon in Lincoln Park. There's so many interesting things. So I decided to have a theme based on water in Chicago, including the water tower at Christmas. I felt that I know it was a little bit of a stretch, but I felt it worked, because there was no water actually in the photograph. So I started that in August of 2022. It'll be there through the end of the year. It's a free exhibit, because who'd pay for it anyway? But yeah, no, it's a great exhibit. It's been evolving. I put new images every so often, and try to have it with a little bit of a theme of the current season. So right now there's some winter images, so we can actually see what winter looks like in Chicago. And then soon as we get past St. Patrick's Day, I'll start switching to spring. So. And then I've done things like there's a band, a rock band by the name of Umphrey's McGee. They're a Chicago Midwest band, rock band here in Chicago, in the area. They're internationally known, and I did their cover to their most recent album. So I actually did the cover, the gatefold, and the back cover, and that was a really fun project. Phenomenal band, great musicians, and just awesome people. And then I just did the cover for their single, which is out right now, called Staircase. And I shot that in the Rookery. So you want to talk about backstories, okay? So, So I am in the rookery, and if you're familiar with the rookery, that's the spiral staircase. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely magnificent. And
I did my engagement photos there.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, because a lot of that is done on the weekends.
Yeah.
And so we did this at night, again, avoiding any crowds or whatever. And so it was me and the manager, and I had actually never been in the rookery because I don't do a lot of interior stuff. I'm more of an exterior type of guy. Mm-hmm. So, but we were working on this project, and he had some ideas. And I load up one of my cameras, put the lens on there, start looking down, and I hit something or something I didn't do properly, but all of a sudden my lens starts falling down two stories.
Oh my gosh.
And crashed. So $3,000 later.
Oh my gosh.
We still get the job done. Unfortunately, I had another lens. It was not exactly what I wanted, but it, you know, out of every negative, there's a positive. So we probably wouldn't have tried the shot that we did if I didn't switch to that lens, because I wouldn't have ever brought it out. But because I was short lenses, we had to work with what we got. And the single was released just the other day. So you can actually buy the signal. The artwork is on there, and it's the rookery. So, and the song's called Staircase.
That's so good life advice too.
So I keep myself busy.
I'm going to listen to that after this.
Yeah.
All right. My last question for you, and I'm sure a lot of people maybe want to ask you this whenever they meet you. Any tips for those of us maybe with just, maybe a small camera or an iPhone who are looking to improve our photo taking skills or maybe get a better snapshot of a sunrise or the city landscape?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that's really important to understand, and I'm not saying this because it's me, but you can take a great photograph with anything. I'm always amazed when someone says, well, you got fancy equipment, you know, and I'm like, well, yes, because, you know, I just send the camera out there and I go and, you know, have breakfast and I let the camera go do the work. And
eventually it shows up.
And then I say, oh, what did the camera app happen to do? It really comes down to the person. And what's great about the cameras or iPhones or whatever smartphones are out there is that the technology that's in them now is so good that you should be able to have an image that's in focus. And for the most part, you should have an image that for the most part is exposed properly. So that part of the equation, the learning curve for photography right now is so, easy for entry that that's where you don't have to spend a lot of money on cameras. It's the biggest mistake you could ever make. And quite honestly, I have made money on images with my iPhone. And you wouldn't think it was an iPhone because of it was the camera I had at the time. Something happened and I just happened to capture it. Didn't have my normal gear with me and it worked. So yeah. So that's the first thing I think is important for everyone to understand. So what it really comes down to with everything is composition is probably one of the most key things, okay? So your composition, however, you just have to make it interesting. All parts of your photograph should lead to that image that you're trying to, or part of the image that you're really trying to emphasize. So composition is key. But I'll tell you, actually, all that matters is that you love what you're shooting. And I don't shoot for likes. I shoot for me. I'm very fortunate that people like my work. I think the biggest mistake is that, I had someone that was kind of interested in photography and he was out shooting, very similar things. He's doing landscape or he's trying to do stuff in Chicago. And then I noticed that his wildlife stuff was spectacular. And I said to him, do you like wildlife? He goes, yeah, I love it. Absolutely. I said, why are you focusing on that? Why are you trying it? He goes, well, but I think people like that stuff. I said, they're going to like your stuff better for the stuff that you really love because it's going to come out in your work. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you originally asked me at the beginning. Why do people, are intrigued by my work? Is that you could tell that I love my subject. Okay. So, and the main subject that I shoot on a regular basis is Chicago. And when I get back to Ireland, I hope my Ireland, images also give that feeling. So, and I've actually, quite honestly, I don't do a lot of people photography, but I noticed that my photography gets better when I'm taking photos of family and friends. If it was someone just walking down the street,
yeah,
not so much. True. Now, the guy that's behind you in that photograph on the bench, I don't know him, never knew him. He was someone that was actually in my photograph, and he was actually almost messed up my photograph, but he decided to come down. And to this day, I have no idea who it was because
we have to find him.
Shot, yeah. And I went to go look at, okay, did I have everything in focus? I actually took two shots. And by the time I went through the images, he was gone. So to this day, I have no idea who he was.
Thank God. But
before I took that shot, I internally was swearing at him.
I like to envision that it's me.
Yeah.
It's really hard. You can see my hair.
And that is actually, quite honestly, it's a nice part. Most people could probably imagine that's them.
Yes. Yep. Yep. It's true.
Most of the reasons why people are not in my photographs is that no one is silly enough to get up at 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday, you know, in the middle of winter to be out there. So it's most of the time when no one's in my photographs.
Yeah. I envision you hanging off of the top spiral of the Willis Tower, just kind of free hanging there with one hand, taking an awesome epic shot at 5:30.
Wait, did you mean the Sears Tower?
Okay, thank you. Okay, listen, yes, I didn't want to offend anyone, but okay.
I'm offended.
It is.
Well, you know, I'm offended, and I'm going to get on social media right now.
Don't cancel me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm glad you corrected me, because there's a little pain in my heart every time I have to say that.
Well, I personally don't care, because that's what I call it.
I love it.
No, you know what? I use as many vantage points that I possibly can to take images. You know, certainly on the ground, if I can get on a rooftop, if I can get up in a helicopter, hang out there, you know, with the doors open and take some images, I will do it.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm always looking for different ways to present the city. I don't like going back and taking the same photos over and over again. So, yeah. But yeah, that's very true. Where will I be? Well, I was actually just on NEMA, which is in the South Loop area. And that was a wonderful experience being on top of there. So, anytime I have that opportunity to take images from different vantage points, I'm all in.
Love it. Sweet.
I'm scared of heights, so that sounds like very scary. Yeah,
I know, I have anxiety.
You know what? Even in a helicopter, you're all harnessed in. So.
Oh my gosh, we have a fear of flying, so I don't know if we could do that.
No, I don't know.
I don't think, Aaron, have you been in a helicopter? I've
never. No way.
Okay.
I'd stay on the ground with the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one time the dogs don't come with me, but it's a wonderful way actually to see the city. You see things that you never would ever see in your life. So
maybe we should do it.
Yeah, I was going to say that should immersion be like our therapy. Big bucket list. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have five questions for you, and we just want your first instinct answer.
Okay.
All right. Ioana, are you ready?
Yes. Okay. Right, favorite place to shoot in Chicago?
Oh, anywhere along the south end of the lake. Nice, you know, Hyde Park, whatever. I think that's still the authentic part of the city. We haven't turned it into a mall like we have north of Oak Street Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true. Do you have a favorite shot you've done, or one that resonates with you really strongly?
Well, the image that you have behind you. Because I learned a lesson about that, which was having patience and hope. Because I had set up that shot, and that guy was going back and forth in my image. And like I said, I was not happy with him. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait, even though I have a short time for that light to still look good. And he sits down, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, so I completely changed my composition. So understand, you know, being patient, having hope, being flexible. I learned a lot from that photograph. And there are so many things wrong with that photograph. It's not silly, but because of that lesson, it's my favorite photograph.
Love it. Is this a sunset, like in the golden hour?
It is a sunset. Yes, it is. Yeah, November of 2013.
Oh my God.
And all of that's gone. That tree is gone. That bench is gone.
Yeah. What specific spot is this at?
Fullerton.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, all that's gone now.
They all changed.
Made it way too clean.
Yeah, it's just like concrete now, right?
Well, there's more grass, and there's more concrete. You know, we made it very, very generic.
Yeah.
You know, it's lost its character.
Yeah.
Okay, what season do you like to shoot most in Chicago?
Winter. Winter, absolutely. Because everything changes. Every day it's different.
It's true. It's very volatile.
Yeah, you have the smoke, you have the snow coming in. You know, the winds, which really can create some, it's my favorite time. I hate summer. And think, if it weren't for like the air show and a few other things that we have around the city in the summer, I would just say forget it.
Yeah, because that's true. Because aside from the, like, sometimes the really cool thunderstorms we get, really in June to August, scenery is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Whereas winter, every day I drive into work, I'm like, it's different. It's
you don't know what you're gonna get.
What? How much fog is there gonna be? Is it gonna look like there's seven tornadoes in it? Is it gonna be sleeting? Are the trees sideways?
Yeah, and in autumn, the colors change every day. Mm-hmm. You know, you go out one day, and the next day it's like, oh my god, everything just exploded, or it's starting to fall apart. So, yeah, no, it's winter all the way. It's not even a close second in that one.
I'm appreciating the Chicago seasons right now. Yeah. On this cold February day.
There you go.
Favorite Chicago restaurant?
Oh, wow. Now you're going to get me in trouble.
Or one that you really like. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be your favorite.
Well, I love Superdog because, once again, it's got some
character. Yes.
You know, I think, you know, from it's expensive, okay? So I'm just going to But it is an absolute gastronomical experience, and the artistry in it is amazing, which is the 24-course meal at Alinea.
Alinea, I thought you were going to say that.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's not cheap, but on the other hand, if you went to a concert and you got entertained, it would be the same cost. So that's how I look at it. Not that I don't go there weekly. But it's been a while since I've been there. Let me make that also clear. But it was, without a doubt, an amazing experience. But you know what? We are fortunate to have so many great places to stop. Mm-hmm. I love Lindy City Cafe for breakfast, you know, or Little Goat. You know, I mean, those are some wonderful spots, but it really kind of runs the gamut. And our pizza places are awesome, too. So, yeah.
Love it. Sweet.
Our final question. We are a cocktail-based podcast, so do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
All the above when I see the bar.
Same.
But I love Irish whiskey. I prefer to drink Red Breast. If you haven't had it, it's an amazing, amazing whiskey. But I love tequila, I love vodka, I love all that stuff. It's all good. Give me a Guinness, give me a stout. I'm a happy guy. Poured properly.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. My husband.
Drive you crazy when it's not done right. Okay,
oh, that's how my husband.
Her husband
is.
Every time
we have to hear it every
time.
Oh,
that was an awesome pour.
This is when I'm a snob. Okay. Yeah. I'm the most easygoing guy you'll ever meet, but when it comes to my Guinness being poured properly, I just say, what the hell? But yeah, no, my drink of choice would be a good glass of whiskey, neat. I don't need any ice in it. Just pour it in there and let's roll.
I love it.
I haven't been appreciating whiskey more this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to enjoy it.
That's a smart decision. It seems to like take care of all your problems.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, maybe that's why this winter has felt so warm to me.
Yeah.
It's the answer to everything. I'm not feeling well. Have some whiskey. Have a tough day. Have some whiskey. Let's celebrate.
It's Friday right now.
Yes, so it is. Friday.
It is 2:00 on a Thursday. Whiskey.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can find your work online, where they can follow you, and how they can get your book.
Sure. Okay. I'll start with my website, which is barrybutlerphotography.com. So that one's easy, huh? When you go to Facebook, Barry Butler Photography is how you can find me on Facebook. And then it's the same on Instagram and on Twitter, which is barrybutler9. I do have a Twitter, not Twitter, a TikTok thing. I don't know why. I am still working my dance routines.
We tried TikTok too, and it didn't really work.
Yeah, dancing with a tripod and a camera. I really can, you know, get some good lessons that way. I post just like a handful of things. Video is not necessarily my thing. So when I post something up there, it's just because I'm having a moment. And
yes.
So don't expect that to be populated that often. The other thing, I post daily. Awesome. And it's usually that whatever I try to shoot every day, as long as it's not just all gray or all clear skies, I'm shooting.
Yes. Sweet. Well, Barry, it was very lovely to meet you. And thank you for all of your work and for making Chicago an even more special place to live, work, and play. And we will have to check in with you again at some point in the future.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.